WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In our last episode, I talked about the overall NOAA Weather Radio program, which essentially attempts to put weather information into the hands of nearly everyone. Aaron wrote to express his concern that there is no radio coverage in his corner of the Texas Panhandle. And Aaron is right. While the goal of the NOAA Weather Radio service is to make the radio signal available to everyone, the reality of the physics of radio wave propagation and the operation budget of the National Weather Service makes this goal exceedingly hard to achieve. When warnings are issued by the National Weather Service, the broadcast includes both a tone alert signal as well as a digital same code or specific area message encoding code. Originally, NOAA weather radio warnings were only tone activated. Every warning was preceded by a 1050 hertz tone that could activate radios equipped with this functionality. This was a giant step forward. However, each radio would activate for all warnings issued on that particular transmitter. So if a transmitter covered 10 counties, you would get activation for all 10 counties. The same coding had its beginnings in 1985 when the National Weather Service began testing. This technology would allow individual radios to be programmed to react to warnings for specific counties, reducing the amount of overwarning inherent in tone activation. The same code is a six-digit number, which uniquely identifies every county, parish, or borough in the country. This derives from the FIPS code, or the Federal Information Processing Standards. The second and third digits are the state number. 01 is Alabama. The fourth, fifth, and sixth numbers are the county number. The first digit is reserved to be used for the portion of a county. However, currently only 0 is used, which indicates the whole county. So, for example, Autauga, which is the first county of Alabama, so their same code would be 0-01-001. Newer weather radio receivers have made programming easier by allowing a person to select the county name instead of locating the FIPS code. While warnings are still issued by counties, the National Weather Service has moved to storm-based warnings using polygons to identify the area of greatest risk from the weather event. This further reduces the area affected by the warning. Polygons have not been incorporated into special coding on NOAA Weather Radio yet. However, better smartphone apps take advantage of the polygons to alert you when you are in the threat area. Technology continues to develop rapidly, but operational implementation often takes longer. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.